367,000 day senior high school students will not be required to pay school fees for the 2015-2016 academic year. This provision has already been approved by Parliament in the 2015 budget. President Mahama, who announced this in a State of the Nation address, said government will make every opportunity available to improve sustainable access to education as well as reduce cost on parents. President Mahama added that 6 million textbooks have already been distributed to basic schools in basic schools this year and has charged the sector ministry to involve domestic publishers in the printing of the textbooks.
As I announced in my last State of the Nation address, government will begin the implementation of the progressively free senior education program at the start of the 2015-16 academic year this September. This will benefit an estimated 367,000 day students. They will pay no fees. Honorable members of this House have approved adequate financing for this program in the 2015 budget. My resolve to expand access, improve quality, and to ensure affordability was accentuated when we analyzed the results of the West African Secondary School Certificate exam over the years. Between 2006, when the West African School Certificate exam began, and 2014, the best performance index on students who attained grade A1 to C6 was in the year 2012. Incidentally, the worst performance was recorded in 2007. Mr. Speaker, what this shows is that if you invest in education, you will see the results. These statistics demonstrate the modest gains that we are making in improving quality of education. But I'll be the first to admit there is more room for improvement. I'll continue to work with all stakeholders to achieve measurable improvements in the results of our students over the next few years. And I call on all parents and opinion leaders to join me to ensure that our students commit much more time than ever before to their studies.
President Mahama also announced that to address gender disparities in education, 55,000 girls in JHS have received scholarships under the Ghana Platform for Education program. Also, over 92,000 girls in the three regions of the north have benefited from the take-home ration platform.
This year, we'll start with the distribution of 10,000 locally produced made in Ghana school sandals to pupils in selected deprived districts. Mr. Speaker, we'll distribute 6 million textbooks this year. We'll distribute 500,000 pieces of school uniform. And Mr. Speaker, we will deliver 15 million exercise books to the children of Ghana. And in addition, 30,000 computers will be distributed to schools across the country. I am convinced that we have enough capacity locally to print this material in Ghana. I've asked the Minister of Education to ensure that domestic printing houses are fully involved in the printing of this huge educational material. Mr. Speaker, there are more children in school now than ever before. Over 92,000 girls have benefited from the take-home ration program in the Upper East, Upper West, and the Northern regions. And under the Global Partnership for Education program, 55,000 girls in junior high school will also receive scholarships, school uniforms, sandals, bags, and school stationery. This is the direct result of the general improvement in the teaching and learning and provision of critical infrastructure. More than 1,000 different projects ranging from dormitories, classrooms, dining halls, auditoriums, and administration blocks have been executed in secondary schools across the country. In fulfillment of my vision to expand access to quality education, construction work is ongoing on the initial 73 community day senior high schools. And work will begin in 50 other locations this year.
On health.